Holidays mean feasting, from cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes. Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan of chocolate. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Sport Ireland has said it's deeply disappointed with the decision of Irish swimmer Shane Ryan to join the enhanced games. And it's a controversial competition, permits athletes to take banned performance enhancing drugs under medical supervision. Adrian Barry is the managing editor of Off the Ball. Just explain the enhanced games. First of all,
it's the first time a lot of people, I'd say, have heard it.
Yeah.
Like, certainly it's been bubbling around in the background, but now there's an Irish athlete involved. Everybody's like, what's this thing? So yeah, if you jump on the Enhanced Games website, Andrew, it tells you, gives you the corporate guff. At Enhanced, we are pioneering a new era in athletic competition that embraces scientific advancements to push the boundaries of human performance. And I suppose when you pick away at that afterwards, it's a competition that'll take place in May of next year. It's in Sin City, Las Vegas. Which should give you a good idea as to what's going on here. It's not going to be anywhere close to Olympic scale or a world championship or anything like that. And I'm assuming all of that is because they just can't get enough athletes to take part. So you're going to have stuff like short distance swimming, you'll have weightlifting and you'll have sprinting. All sports that lend themselves to doping over the years. And that's exactly what's going to happen here. So there won't be thousands, but there could be hundreds.
Yeah, so from the Enhanced Games perspective, they want this to be, I suppose, on par with the Olympics. The difference, though, is that you're actually going to be allowed to take banned performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah, and like there is a quirk and there's an explainer around that which we can get into. Like, it's set up by this Australian guy who sort of pharma background, a lot of money, and I think he has some support from some tech bros and finance bros and all that kind of good stuff. But yeah, like in terms of what they're going to be doing, like it isn't the Wild West. And I know that sort of got mentioned a few times, as in you can just jump in and take whatever the hell it is you want. It isn't that.
No, well, they do stress it's under medical supervision.
It is under medical supervision. And so like this won't come under WADA, let's say, right? So the World Anti-Doping Agency, which all those major events like the Olympics and the World Championships, any national games would come under. So they won't come under that. So they won't have to adhere to whatever's on the WADA ban list, but they will have to adhere to whatever obviously is on the like local Nevada regulations and also the FDA in the US, who are the Food and Drug Administration. So there is an area obviously that exists between those two lists. So, not on the FDA list that they can take, and it might be banned on WADA, but not there. So, I suppose that's what they're looking to get stuck into.
The other, I suppose, attraction for athletes to this, to the Enhanced Games, the fact that like the total prize purse, each event will have a total prize purse of about $500,000. So there's about $250,000 for the winner. There'll be $1 million on offer for competitors who break world records in the 100 metre sprint on track and 50 metre freestyle in the pool. So, you know, there's a lot to play for, I suppose, in it.
I think that's worth getting into in terms of the rationale on Shane Ryan's part. Like, athletes, as we know, like struggle to make ends meet at the best of times. Even those who are on the best of cards or awards from Sport Ireland and from Swim Ireland and beyond. Like, this guy's 31. He announced his retirement 9 days ago on Instagram. He's a Pennsylvanian native, people aren't aware. His dad is from Port Arlington, and that's where the Irish connection comes in. He moved here just over 10 years ago to compete under the Irish flag. Three-time Olympian, Rio, Tokyo and Paris, but never really like a medal contender in that context. His sort of undoubted biggest successes have been 2 World Championship bronze medals, 50-metre backstroke in 2018 and the same again in 2024. So that's the context of this guy. Like, he hasn't made money over the years. Athletes don't, you know, like that's what you obviously see them.
It's a difficult
career choice. Yeah. And, you know, they go for sponsorship and that sort of stuff. But like, I think when you start to talk about the sums of money that you're talking about, we know there's going to be appearance fees. We don't know exactly what they're going to be just yet. Each event is going to have, I think you mentioned there, like a $500,000 prize pot per event.
Huge money.
$250,000 for, you know, if you end up winning the thing. And then all the bonuses that exist beyond that. So, like, I don't think we should judge Shane Ryan and the others who are going to sign up to this too much, other than the concern, obviously, About their health.
Yeah, and I suppose that is a concern for the likes of Sport Ireland that have issued a statement around this as well. Shane Ryan, I should say we've endeavoured to invite Shane on the show today as well, but he did release a statement to say that previously actually to the papers to say after a decade dedicated to traditional competition on the world's highest stage, I'm excited to dive into this next chapter with enhanced games. I've always wanted to know the absolute maximum of what my body is truly capable of, and here with the focus on athlete health, safety and transparency, I finally get that chance. I'm ready to embrace this new era and hopefully smash my personal bests and challenge the world records. Stay with us, Adrian. Michael is with me on the line today. I suppose we're talking about this, Michael, because it's the first Irish competitor to announce that they're going to participate in the enhanced games. Like, what's your reaction to it?
Well, I think it obviously all comes down to the finances, really, and the fact that athletes are just not being rewarded really at all. Like, I did a little bit of research online there, and there's this guy, this Greek swimmer, Christian Golomiev, and a little account of what he did. He did 13 years he was swimming in the WADA testing pool. He could have been tested at any time, 6 a.m. in the morning. He often had to do a drug test. He was paid $5,000 a year while ranking number 8 in the world. He was, and then when he joined with this enhanced games, he was paid more in 1 month than he was a yearly salary up until that point. So he's obviously he's getting rewarded well for it now. And I just think what these, like, he's obviously an elite athlete and he's getting paid a pittance. Like, I think that's actually where it's, you know, that's where the Olympics are falling down. Like, I just don't think it's fair on these athletes.
You can see why it'll be attractive.
They're Irish athletes.
You can see why you can see, Michael, why this would be attractive for athletes to consider.
Well, I do, yeah. And I think of some of our great Irish athletes, and they're probably, you know, they're probably not well off and they're probably not set for life, which you'd like to think they are. And, you know, I understand where this guy is coming from. Like, he probably wants to be set for life like anyone. So I wouldn't judge him, no. I think it's okay.
What about you, Colm? Like, what does it do for Irish sport?
Hi, Andrea. Hi. Well, I suppose my perspective is always going to be from the combat sports side. And when it comes to combat sports, PEDs, in my opinion, are absolute no-no. Just when you consider, you know, giving that extra advantage, whether it be strength, stamina, or whatever. I mean, there have been cases over the years where boxers have been seriously injured with lifelong consequences from fights or died in the ring. So it's an absolute no-no for me because, I mean, it's just a non-runner when it comes to combat sports. Maybe for sprinting, lifting, etc., it's okay. But when it comes to boxing or anything else where there's contact, it's a no-no.
Which sports, Adrian? So you swimming, field and track,
short course swimming, sprinting, and weightlifting.
Okay,
so very specific.
So your boxing isn't in this yet.
No, and that is a really good point. I don't think that they could go down that route because it's something that applies in rugby as well. That they're always really wary of, you know, an American football. So it's not just about the impact on yourself; it's that extra, and particularly in boxing, like the caller mentions, like, you know, that extra brute force that you might have against an opponent.
Yeah, so at the moment, I suppose there's only, well, I don't want to say only, but there's three sports, Colm, that'll fall under the remit of the enhanced games. But your concern is really around what might come in the future.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, I think it's a sort of a slippery slope, and you know, okay, this is where it starts. You know, where does it end? You know, I suppose you would, like your previous caller there mentioned. You know, your heart would go out to the guys who are not receiving the funding or the sponsorship, or the sport's not being supported. But I mean, there's other routes, there are other avenues to make that happen. We don't have to, you know, take such a drastic step in sports in general, I think, to ensure that funding is in place for athletes to allow them to train and perform to their best. But I think just, you know, you're opening, you're entering new dangerous territory here in general, I think. So I don't see any benefit to it, really.
Mm. Interesting text from a listener here who makes the point, given that all sports, you know, have issues around doping or doping problems, some admitted maybe more than others, maybe we should call this the honest games, where everybody's actually upfront about it, Adrian.
That would certainly be one way of looking at it. I'm not sure that I would share that. I don't consider it to be in the slightest bit honest. Like, it is essentially, you know, the thought, Andrea, to be honest, of, you know, tuning into this thing and, like, who knows if a broadcaster will come on board and this thing gets televised. I doubt that it will, but there'll probably be some streaming service somewhere that'll jump on board for a bit of a PR day. But just the thought, like, there's a real sort of been thrown to the lines aspect to it, you know, in relation to these athletes. And I think, like you've said, over the years, some of the sports that we're talking about, particularly those like sprint style activities, have lent themselves to, you know, people who've been found to be doping afterwards, and plenty who haven't. But also, like, you know, the long term implications of we've gone through long periods of the cycling of the 80s and maybe into the 90s where you had competitors doping and having serious health implications thereafter, and some of them just dropping dead. You know, like, this is not a bloodless coup here.
Yeah. Listener making the point too, you know, does this not just mean that competition is going to be for the rich? Surely whoever has the biggest funding behind them will have the best access to whatever enhancing drugs that they're allowed to use, therefore they'll win. No longer about talent.
I think that's a good point, because I'd compare it with F1 to a degree. Like, if you've got the best car, then, you know, you're going to win. But there is a lot of detail we don't know about this, like, including sort of how all this is going to get administered. Like, do you get 5 mils of the good stuff and then I get 5 mils of the average stuff? Or, you know, because everybody's bodies is different. So, like, what's your setup for sort of, you know, being able to take this
when
stuff?
They talk about it being under, you know, the idea, Colm, that it's going to be under medical supervision. I mean, how would you supervise this?
Well, there you go. I mean, who are these medical professionals who are going to get involved and endorse it? And then straight away, then it nearly creates the professionalism around doping, which none of us want in our legitimate sports. I mean, but, you know, it's an ongoing battle in some sports to try and reduce or eliminate PEDs. And then on the other hand, we have people who are going to be specializing in PEDs and doping. You know, it's just that I can't square the two. You know, it's like it's either you know, I don't want to say all or nothing, because then people might vote for all. But I mean, we've worked so hard to stamp this out, and now it's being introduced on a somewhat official basis. Yeah. But I don't see any major sporting organisations endorsing this or you know, getting behind it at all. So it's like I said, it's hopefully it's going to be just a bit of a dance move or a flash in the pan.
World Aquatics came out earlier this year during the summer actually and announced that it's going to ban athletes, coaches and their officials from its events if they've taken part at all in the enhanced games. Paul Carroll, apologies, Paul is with me, sports editor with Tip FM. What does this do for sport, Paul?
Hi Andrea. It's probably not great, but it's one of these things that it honestly, it's more marketing, I think, than sport. It's more business than sport. If you're on their website, the landing page of the website is a big get enhanced button, and you can click. And when you click into it, it's all products like testosterone replacement therapy and all this sort of thing. So from seeing all that, I've more leaned towards the side of this is more marketing than an actual sporting event. And this is just all, even us talking about it now, they're probably the people who are running this event is probably getting what they want out of it, because more people are going to go to the website and maybe buy these products. So I think this is going to be, I actually see it similar to that power slap, if anyone has seen that on social media, where there's just people slapping each other in the face for sport, no real kind of talent or that involved. It's one of those sports that will probably be big on social media, but in terms of how many people actually bookmark a time in their day to sit down and watch it, I'm not too sure. You might see clips online, but I don't think it's going to grab the mainstream by hold or anything like that. So another interesting point I would have is like, what kind of class of athletes do they have? I know they have some previous Olympians and all that. So, but what if the times and records don't change? You know, what, like it will go completely under the radar and no one will watch it. I think this will only get traction if someone does break a 100-meter sprint record, the official records that are there. If someone does run faster than Bolt's 9.58, then it might get some traction. But if it doesn't, so no one will bat an eye at it, I would think, anyway.
Yeah. Well, the reason we're talking about it today, as I said, it's because it's Sport Ireland that has come out and said they're deeply, deeply disappointed that Irish swimmer Shane Ryan has decided to take part in the enhanced games. Martin makes the point too, similar to you, Paul. He thinks it'll only become an issue if a world record is broken during the competition in Las Vegas.
It won't be broken, though, is the thing.
Won't be broken.
Like they may beat those times, but these won't be records that will exist anywhere
afterwards.
Oh, true.
Okay.
So they'll come and go. They'll get their million for breaking the record. And like, it is a good question to ask, because, like, you know, Shane Ryan is 31 years of age. He's finished, you know, I think it was 11th in one of his races. It was his best ever finish at an Olympics at 31. Is he somebody who's likely to threaten this, no matter how much juice he's taken? Unlikely.
And everybody participating, surely, it's not to say that they ever did previously in competition, but in this competition, sure, it's called the Enhanced Games for a reason.
Yeah, and Ben, like, there's another guy, Ben Proud, British swimmer, an Olympic silver medalist, I think, off the top of my head, who will be there. So maybe he might have a chance. And I know you don't want to get too much, listen, we don't want to be the paragons of virtue, but like, there has to be somebody saying, you know, think of the kids here. Because one thing that I was thinking about was, right, Shane Ryan's family, are they going to turn up to Las Vegas to watch this?
Who knows? Yeah. Now, well, it's May. What do we say? May next year in Las Vegas.
Like,
Well, it'll be interesting. It depends, I suppose, how many other well-known athletes follow suit.
I can't imagine. You've done away with your legacy, effectively. That's what happened. You know, we can have all the sympathy in the world, rightly, for Shane Ryan.
Yeah.
And, you know, the financial side of it. Totally get all that. But his legacy is gone now. It's gone now. You know, like, there is a fallout from this where anybody who signs up to the Enhanced Games is going to have a question mark about their general approach to competitive sport when they were officially within the realms of the Olympics. And
the morals around sport too, another listener making that point. Vincent in Cork says the Enhanced Games are a novelty, in particular swimming. Swimming struggles to attract viewers, with the Olympics being the only place the majority will see it. Giving the swimmers some doping to improve their fitness by fractions of a second will not improve the viewer experience. It's not even, it won't even wash its own face. I'd give it a max 5 years, says Vincent.
Well, Travis Tygart, who's the head of the US Anti-Doping Agency, has called it a clown show. And I'd be on board with the clown show. And I suspect it might be a one and done. I think with the point that Paul made about, you know, the pharma bros and the tech bros getting their hit of people on the website to purchase their goods might be the actual desired outcome of this whole thing.
All right, Adrian Barry, managing editor of Off the Ball. Paul Carroll there from Tip FM. Colin, Michael, thanks a million for getting in touch, talking about the decision by Irish swimmer to join the Enhanced Games.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Cozy traditions feel good, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.